Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger.
That's good for you.
And you are
good for the world.
The handsomest man in the world.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you.
I have that confidence. I do not.
You are. Hi, everyone. Hello. Welcome to Relax the Podcast. We are excited to have a date day today. Mm-hmm. Usually we record this podcast late at night, but we are so fortunate and blessed and lucky and all the positation words because we have an incredible nanny who said she would come for the afternoon to watch our children so we could do this during the day.
Positation.
Okay. I don't know why I felt like the need to tell you that. I think I'm just excited that we're doing this during the day.
You've done this thing recently in the past couple of weeks where you like everything is a station.
Oh, have I?
Yeah. Oh, poop station over here.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Lots of stations. So it makes sense to me if it's in line with your brand recently of cause a station. It's a station.
Lactation station. Anyway, hi everyone. Welcome to Relax. Lovey, is there someone or something that you think needs to relax this week?
There is.
Is it me?
Love. No, it's not you.
Shocking.
I mean, it is, but it isn't.
Okay, what is it?
I love that our child is fascinated with books.
Yes.
I love that. I think that's, I should specify Flynn because we have
so many
children all of a sudden because the world and life is crazy. But Flynn loves bugs
so much.
And I love that about him. And I find his fascination with bugs contagious. And a lot of our time together is spent looking for bugs, looking at bugs, catching bugs, so on and so forth. This morning I got up Flynn. Mm-hmm. So I go into his room at 7 a.m. and I'm untucking him from his covers to get him up. And at his feet in his bed is a jar with a spider in it. Mm-hmm. I was unaware. Mm-hmm. You put him to bed last night. I was unaware that he had gone to sleep with a jar with a spider in it at his feet. But so I think it's at the point where it needs to relax.
Yeah.
He is so trusting and sweet and he... in his fascination with bugs, wants to hold them. He wants to experience them. He's gentle with them. He loves them, but he wants them to be his friends forever and ever, as he would say. And potato bugs, roly-polies, those are fine. Loves those, catches those.
Wait, I'm sorry to interrupt your story. Those. We have to talk about this for a second.
Yeah, we called them potato bugs when I was growing up.
But potato bugs to me are something completely different. They're huge, huge, like almost like beetle looking things.
Okay.
I just didn't know they're called something different where you are.
Yeah. Growing up in the East Coast, we called them both, but yeah.
Potato. I wonder bugs, if you guys have potato bugs, like our kind of potato bugs.
I don't know. I can't imagine what you're describing. It's just a larger roly poly.
I'll look it up as you tell a story. About
also, I don't think either of these are the scientific name of this bug, obviously, but I think everyone knows what we're talking about.
Well, you
They're
don't
very
know what I'm
common.
Talking about. Yeah, roly-polies.
We went to...
That's a potato bug. That one.
But then it shows a picture of
a
roly-poly.
Yeah, you're right.
We went to a pet store the other day to get kitty litter. And I was under the guise in discussions with Flynn that he could have whatever he wanted from the pet store. Mm-hmm. Like, and he was like, take your pick, because I don't know what the mice community is like, but like, I wanted to get like a really cool, I grew up, we had hamsters, we had mice, like one of the really cool cages with all the colorful tubes. And like, then we could get like the ball that they roll around in. And I think the cats would go insane mm-hmm. for that. So I was like all amped up and talking to him about that, but we get there. And he sees...
Talking about a hamster. You wanted to
talking about
hamster.
A hamster. Well, like, yeah, or a, like a mouse, right. you yeah. know? I thought that, like, you know, but I did that as a kid. I thought that'd be cool and, like, get it a really nice, mm-hmm. elaborate cage. But Flynn focused on the lizard food, the live mm-hmm. food, where they had tropical miniature cockroaches. Mm-hmm. And although we told him he could have anything he wanted in this pet store, that's what he picked. Mm-hmm. Which has happened before with crickets yes.
And
cockroaches
and worms.
Yeah. The cockroaches is another thing because they're plentiful here in mm-hmm. In Los Angeles, so much so that they rain from the trees and they are, I don't know the lifespan of cockroaches, but they seem to come to our yard specifically to die or be dead.
Yeah, I've only seen them. I guess I've seen them living once, but usually they're dead outside our house. So weird.
I don't know why that is, but it makes no difference to Flynn.
No.
Alive or dead, like it's the same best friend.
Yeah, he found cockroach. It dead one, and he named it Ghost.
Yeah, a very fitting name, Ghost, the very dead cockroach. So at one point he had a bucket this week that just had three dead cockroaches in it and he carried it with him everywhere. And
have to describe this bucket because it's not a bucket. It was a little
Easter basket right?
that had many large holes.
Yeah.
Like it's a plastic small Easter basket. It is not an enclosed bucket. It was like a easily escapable by any bug on the planet. Easter basket.
Yeah, well, good thing all three of these cockroaches, all named Ghost, were dead. but he still carried it with him. But also that made me even more kind of scared because I feel like there must be germs involved. I don't know the specifics.
Well, we teach him he's not allowed to touch them.
Yeah, but he's, you know, he's a kid. He really wants to. And we mm-hmm. teach him not to. And then he had another cockroach that he kept in a old stale bucket of water that he loved. And mm-hmm. this water had turned to the plague. Like it looked, there was crazy mold growing out of this dead cockroach that had been floating in this still water for weeks, but it was his and he wanted to keep it forever. And he was like obsessed with it. So I support his love and interest and fascination with life of all forms and sizes. But I think it needs to relax to the extent of sleeping
with
spiders and cockroaches. In his yeah. bulldozer bed.
Well, you know, this is making me think of, funny enough, I saw a TikTok this morning.
It was
really
learn?
Funny. I didn't learn anything. It was just funny. It was a woman who was like dancing happy and it said like things that made my toddler cry today. And she listed funny things like, you know,
I feel like you've shown me some like yeah. that. Yeah. That's a funny trend.
I don't know if it's a trend. If it is, I should do it. But, that made me laugh just in my head just now because you were saying that like he wanted to keep this dead cockroach in moldy water. The other day, I didn't know he had this cockroach in moldy water. I wasn't aware of this. Mm-hmm. Flynn came into the house and Eric kind of was trailing behind him, kind of like exhausted. And Flynn is crying. And I was like, what's wrong? You know, and I'm very much desperately trying to adjust my parenting as much as I can to this gentle parenting style, which is like really letting him talk about his feelings and validating his feelings and making sure he knows that I understand how he's feeling and then explaining to him, you know, good behavior or displaying good behavior so he can, you know, respond appropriately.
Mother of
anyway,
the year.
No, I'm not. It's very hard and I suck at it, but I'm trying. Anyway, the point is,
that's great.
He's crying. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, what happened? Can you please explain to me your feelings? Are you okay? Tell me what happened. And he's just crying. He's like, oh, daddy won't let him go. He's just so sad. And I was like, okay, he's so upset. Do you just need a hug right now? Do you just need me to hug you? Are you feeling so sad? And I'm like, what happened? Like, mm-hmm. and he's just crying and he can't explain it. And Eric goes, he's upset because I won't let him keep his dead cockroach in the moldy water.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm as...
He wouldn't even let me dump it out. And I had to like put it up on something that he couldn't get to. Because he wanted to play in the water, you know what
and,
I mean,
so,
with his little fingers.
And Eric was like, he doesn't understand germs. He doesn't understand, like, he can't be playing in that water. And so I'm here, you know, trying my gentle parenting, like, I'm understanding you're really upset because you want to play in the moldy water with the dead cockroach. Is that right? He's like, yeah. And so then I'm trying to explain to him that, you know, what germs are and what they can do. And it was just, it was a funny moment of like, this is why my toddler's crying today, that we won't let him play in moldy water where there's dead cockroach. But he's also, it's hard because Flynn's very funny with the things he gets upset about or things he gets passionate about. You know, for example, naming cockroaches ghost or crying about a dead cockroach in water. Or dirtness. He named a slug the other day. We always have just laughed with him at these things, like, cause he's just so funny. And we're just like, ah, oh, you're so funny, Flynn. And we laugh at all the silly, funny things he says. He's in a phase now that breaks my little heart because he's noticing we're laughing. And sometimes
he thinks it's at him and not
he
with
thinks
him.
It's at him. And it's, and I'm like, oh no, does he think I'm bullying him? Like, and so
yeah,
we have to adjust. Yeah. Like we can't like laugh when he says, cause he'll be like, what I said was not funny. That was not a joke, mama. That was not a joke. And so
he's figuring out his comedy style.
Yeah. So I'm having to adjust, laughing.
Yeah. I've noticed that a lot recently too.
But it breaks my heart. Cause I'm like, oh, does he think I'm laughing at him? I don't want him to ever think I'm laughing at him.
I know. Yeah.
It's really sad.
It's weird when you see like the armor of self-confidence in such a little child, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
you've once shaved. Said, you've said this a few times, like the thing that breaks you the most is Flynn.
Like when he gets insecure.
When he gets insecure. Yeah. Like it like breaks our little hearts. Like, oh my gosh.
But any bug he sees, we have to catch it immediately.
Yep.
And keep it forever. That includes cockroaches, dead or alive.
Crickets.
Black widow spiders. Yeah.
Well, blackened widows.
Blackened widows.
Is what he calls them.
Daddy long legs are a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And so this morning, as we woke up with this spider and he's showing me this spider, I remembered that you had done a video years ago where you had a critter guy come to the house.
Oh, yeah.
And he brought
tarantulas
and scorpions and snakes. So I showed him this video this morning.
Okay.
And he loved it.
He did?
Lost his mind. And then he goes, the spider that he had, he goes, you know what, daddy? This is a baby tarantula.
Oh, no.
Because he was trying to think of a way to where he could get to hold the spider because he could see this video.
We should get that guy
but
to come back.
So what I was going to say is I think it was like Creature something. Like he had a YouTube channel. But like, it might be really cool for Flynn.
Yeah.
If we have that guy come with his snakes and tarantulas, like Flynn would
lose his mind,
would love it.
Okay.
He loved that video.
That's
like
so
4
funny.
Years ago when you were like facing your fears or something.
Yeah.
It was some sort of like series you did.
I should definitely do that.
You should.
That's so funny that it was a series of facing our fears and doing scary things. And now it's like, oh, a fun thing I can do with my toddler.
Right. I know. Yeah. It was weird watching it for me because it was like, oh yeah,
Before children.
Like it was like watching you. It was like I was watching a different person.
I know. Isn't it weird?
It's weird.
It's really weird.
And if I were to, me looking back, I feel like I'm a different. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're so
it's
different.
Really weird.
Anyways, bugs in bed need to relax.
We should probably talk to someone about that. How we're changing our emotions. Mm-hmm. Things are different.
But who would we talk to?
Perhaps Cerebral could help us out with this.
Yeah.
Our first sponsor of the day, of course. Did you guys know that psychiatrist visits can cost up to $500 per session?
What?
And then traditional therapy visits are over $100 per session? That can add up to thousands of dollars a year. Cerebral is an online mental health service that offers prescription medication, counseling, and therapy for anxiety, depression, ADHD, insomnia, and so much more. All the things that I have. And
I thought you were just talking about yourself. Is that
pretty much?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Cerebral is awesome. We've talked about it a lot here on this podcast because we do love it. I already had a therapist after much stress and anxiety about trying to find the right one and taking months and thousands of dollars trying to find the right person. And
it
then Eric's used Cerebral and within like a day, found a therapist and talked to someone right away. And it was, you know, so successful for him. So I was very jealous. It was pretty wonderful. But here we go. I'm going to tell you all about it. It's one of the few services that provides prescription medication online through a licensed provider and ships medication straight to your door. Skip the pharmacy line, guys. With Cerebral mobile app, it's like having your personal care team wherever you are. You can message your care team and access self-care resources wherever you are. It's crazy. Connect with your counselor and therapist on your own schedule through your laptop or the Cerebral mobile app. You can schedule sessions based on what's most convenient for you, and you don't have to wait weeks to be seen. 80% of members see a provider within 5 days. I think you saw yours next day or like 2 days later. It was very quick.
Yeah.
You can do your sessions on a laptop or a phone, so you can always find an area at home where you're most comfortable. There are affordable treatments that are 1/3 the price of traditional therapy. Cerebral is in network for several insurers, and they're working every day to grow their partnerships with in-network. Your monthly cost is even lower. 50% of Cerebral's clinicians self-identify as people of color. It's important to Cerebral to have the diversity so everyone can get the treatment they deserve. And for listeners of this program, you can receive 65% off your first month of medication management and care counseling at Cerebral.com/relax. Go to Cerebral.com/relax for 65% off your first month. That's just a total of $30 to get started. Join Cerebral today on their mission to make quality mental health care accessible and affordable for all.
Woohoo.
All right. You want to know who I think needs to relax?
I'm curious.
It's funny you mentioned bugs because mine has to do with bugs. And I'm actually fairly certain I've had this relax at least once before.
Mm-hmm. We're at that point.
But it's back again in our lives strong, and it's making me
fair
so
enough.
Angry.
Okay.
Flies.
Yeah. You have done this before.
I know. But I'm so angry at them that I have to do it again. I hate flies. And I don't understand why they need to exist. Like, do they have a purpose? Because I'm pretty sure they just like poop on everything and get it gross and annoy people.
You mean like, are they a benefit to like nature as a whole? Well, I'm sure they're like a food source for something.
I guess. But like, there's got to be other things those things eat.
Or is relative to like ecosystems. But
like a Venus fly trap.
Yeah, but they are kind of parasitic and they grow from poop.
They make me... Violently angry.
They're so rampant, and they love our being inside of our house.
It's summertime is brutal where we live as far as bugs go. So Flynn's about to be real happy, and I'm about to be real sad and have to hide my sadness.
The fly problem last summer was really bad.
The fly problem, we had like fly swatters everywhere in our house, and mosquitoes get really bad where we are. Mm-hmm. And it's already starting up to the point where Eric and I, we've talked about it on here before. We are wanting to move. We are moving. We're trying to find a house. It's really hard in the market right now, so it's taking a long time. But we are looking at rentals in other cities for the summer because we're just like, we can't beat the bugs. It's not the bugs, but it's like, it's kind of the bugs. Like, I don't want to be around these bugs.
Sounds like it's the bugs for you.
Like, I don't want to be around the bugs. I don't want to be around the heat. The heat that brings the bugs.
Yeah.
But the flies are making me violently angry, love. It's actually not okay.
What I would describe only as rage comes out when there are flies.
I get so mad.
And you obsess over them and you murder them.
I can't focus until I get them. Like if there's a fly somewhere. Yeah. And when we were driving up north last weekend for my shows, there was a fly that got into the RV.
Right.
And we were all like... desperately trying to get this fly.
I couldn't.
Well, not you. You
were
driving.
I was the one driving the RV and couldn't care less about that.
And
when
I say we were all, I mean like Corey and our nanny were kind of like, oh yeah, there it is. And I was like angrily walking
like running around the RV with a shoe in your hand.
Like my kids were all watching you from their car seats. Like, what is mama doing? She's so nuts. I hate them. I hate them so much. And I don't think we need them.
Yeah.
And I whatever lives off of them, sorry, you can go too. We don't need
them.
Yeah,
I don't know. I know that we own fly traps.
I'm going to look this up.
I know that we own these things that look like tennis rackets that are electrified fly swatters, like battery powered, like 25 volt electricity to shock and murder flies. Mm-hmm. We have two of those.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like... we're fighting back. We're also taking a stand.
Just so you guys know, we are like so kind to animals, to bugs.
If I can catch one and like, let it outside, I will.
We say to Flynn all the time, like Flynn's, he knows it. If we brought him in right now, we say, what are we always to animals? He says, gentle and nice. Yeah, and we are gentle and nice.
My mantra to him.
An ant. Like we save every insect, every animal. We are so gentle and kind with. Flies are the one thing that I'm like, get. Like we have pet cockroaches, for goodness sake.
He loves bugs, but he knows like, flies and mosquitoes are the only ones he can crunch.
Okay, so this is what I'm seeing. The biggest benefit from flies comes from the parasitic species. They attack caterpillars, grasshoppers, and other insects that eat our food plants. But see, like, I like caterpillars and grasshoppers. I don't want the flies to eat
those.
Well,
maybe they can, like, wipe out crops is what they're saying. But, like, that's
some flies also help pollinate plants that we grow. Some flies. But, like, what about the flies that come in my house? What do those do? Like a house fly. Isn't that what it's called? Like house flies?
I don't know. I know it's another germy animal, though, I assume.
Flies act as scavengers, consuming rotting organic matter, so we don't have to deal with it, which is a very important role in the environment. Okay, relax. If it wasn't for flies, there'd be rubbish and dead animal carcasses everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Okay, fine.
But
I guess
moose's poop would still be there. There'd just be lots of flies all over it.
Yeah.
And knowing that they've been on the dog's poop.
Right. Like, I mean, okay, so I get it. We need them. But like, can we just not have them around my house? I don't want them here. They're not invited. And they will die if they come inside. They will. I'll kill them with anything.
That is a threat.
I don't like them. I hate them. I don't hate many things. I hate flies and mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes is, I'm glad you said mosquitoes because I was just going to talk about mosquitoes. This is another thing that like you obsess over.
I don't obsess over mosquitoes. I obsess over mosquito bites.
Well, okay. Same thing, in my opinion, because I think it's strange to me that they don't bite me, but they bite you.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't bite.
A baby's awake. Hold on. To be continued.
Pause.
All right. Baby back asleep. Good to go.
Maybe it's your diet.
Oh, how mosquitoes eat me and not you.
Yeah.
Let me look this up.
It's not that big of a problem for me.
I know, but because of that, you have no empathy for me.
Well, also it could be ingrained in you from childhood because I know your mother and love her, but she has a thing with flies and mosquitoes for sure.
So you think that I get bit by mosquitoes because my mom doesn't like them?
It might not be
He thinks
real.
I'm lying. He thinks I am lying about being bit by mosquitoes. Even though I have welts of mosquito bites, he thinks I'm
know,
not being
you,
serious.
You guys
and
have these
so
like
annoying.
Centronella patches and like these bugs. I've never even seen this.
Because
it's
you know
like a
what's
plastic
so annoying,
tube
love?
That sucks bug venom
it's,
out, but
it's amazing.
Does it?
If you get bit by bug bites, if you get bit by, oh my gosh, if you get bit by mosquitoes, there's a thing called, I think it's called the bug bite thing. And I think it was like a Shark Tank thing or something like that. Uh-huh. But it actually works. If you use it right after you get bit and you suck out the venom, then the itch goes away. And it really is the only thing that works. So anyway,
just do an X, move on with your life.
So Eric is so frustrating because I get bit by mosquitoes a lot and they are so itchy and so obnoxious. Like I have scars all over my legs from mosquito bites from last summer.
Not from mosquito bites, from scratching mosquito bites.
Yeah, I have dermatillomania. Anyway, your face. But Eric doesn't really get bit by mosquitoes. So when I get bit by mosquitoes, he thinks I'm lying. And it's so frustrating because I'm like, oh, these mosquito bites. He's like, oh, you're making it up. He thinks it up.
You just won't go outside. You just don't go outside. You won't do outdoor things.
Mosquitoes bite some people more than others. One study found that mosquitoes prefer people with type O blood nearly twice as much as those with type A blood.
See, interesting.
Regardless of blood type, the same study found that people who are secretors, well, I'm tired. Secretors emit a chemical on their skin that indicates their blood type are more likely to have mosquitoes bite them.
I think we figured it out. You're a secretor.
I secrete. Okay.
Me not secreting so much.
You're not a secretor. Mm-hmm. I'm a secretor. And you know what? Actually, I think that's true because I feel like I smell whatever I eat. Like if I've eaten garlic, my skin smells like garlic for days.
Yeah. You secrete.
I secrete a lot.
You're a secretor.
And you're not a secretor.
Nope.
So that's why the mosquitoes like me. They like my secreting skin.
What makes someone a secretor and not a secretor?
I don't know. I guess I'm just blessed. But there's seven types. There are seven reasons mosquitoes bite some people more than others. And mosquitoes either use their eyes to target victims. Research shows wearing dark green, black, and red makes you easier to spot. Opt for colors like pastels or even white. Blood type makes a difference. Oh, here it is. Gas. Mosquitoes can sense carbon dioxide from a significant distance. In addition, they can see humans from a distance of 5 to 15 meters. These two cues help them track you down. Also, the more you exhale, the more attractive you become. Oh, and I talk a lot. And
you talk a lot.
Quiet.
You secrete. You're very gassy.
Heat and sweat. I'm always hot. Am I not?
You're very warm.
Everyone always says I'm like a heater. I'm very warm-blooded. Very hot.
Yeah,
hot
you're like sweat. A perfect target.
Lively skin. Your skin is naturally teeming with microscopic life. These bacteria. I'm covered in bacteria.
Covered in
we
bacteria.
Know bacteria.
You're like checking all the boxes for mosquitoes.
Pregnancy. It turns out that pregnancy attracts a mosquito. Okay. I'm literally just a mosquito. I'm a mosquito target.
Like, apparently.
So anyway.
That's funny that you check all those boxes. I like that.
Of mosquitoes, I got my first mosquito bite of the season. Tell them where it is, love.
Right on your weenus.
Right on the ween. Right on my elbow, which was awful because my bug bite thing couldn't suck out the venom because there's too skinny.
How do you?
Too much skin.
Yeah. How do you? It was really funny for us because how do you suck the mosquito venom out of a weenus?
Out of an elbow. It was
the weenus being the skin on your elbow.
I don't know. But let's move away from weenus talk and move on to saying thanks to our next sponsor.
We're just getting started.
Okay. We can talk about weenus all day, love. But first, we're going to talk about Apostrophe. You guys, Apostrophe is incredible and has sponsored us before. We love them. And we're so excited to talk about them again. Guys, guess what is really annoying? Breakouts. Mm-hmm. I don't like them. I don't like when
it's kind of a secretion.
Yeah, it's kind of like a secretion. Well, yeah, it can be. You can get, if you get a good one. Okay. Anyway, I have started to get acne again. So I had acne when I was pregnant. I got hormonal acne when I was pregnant. And now that I've had the babies and my body's trying to figure itself out with all the cycles and the breastfeeding, all that stuff, I'm starting to get acne again, which is why I'm so grateful for Apostrophe. We've all struggled with our skin and that's why we're so excited to partner with them and tell you all about them. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. At Apostrophe, a board-certified dermatologist will create a personalized treatment plan that is specifically tailored to your unique skin. You simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies, and a board-certified dermatologist will create your customized treatment plan. Apostrophe treats all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, and even chest knee, back knee, and butt knee. Do you get butt knee?
Thankfully not.
I don't think I get butt knee.
I've never heard them referred to as chest knee.
I've heard of chest knee and back knee, but butt knee I've never heard of. And also I feel like that's the best place to get acne because like you can just see it. It's just on your butt. Like
you also love scratching your butt.
Oh, I love to scratch my butt.
Yeah.
Anyway, they treat breakouts from head to toe. So my skincare goals are to get rid of the little tiny breakouts that I have. But I also, now that I'm aging, I'm getting like age spots and dark spots on my face. And I want to diminish those as much as I can. So that's my current focus and goal. And I love the service experience with Apostrophe because I hate going to the dermatologist. So it's really nice. You can just do it all on your phone. You don't have to go in and talk to anyone. I'm always like embarrassed because I have to like go without all my makeup on and like they're judging my, I always feel like they're judging my skin. But when it's just like through text, I'm like, eh. Well, they are judging my skin, but like, you know,
but
I don't
here,
like
yeah,
that.
You can do it through photos.
I feel like,
website.
Yeah, it's just way easier. I love it so much. And it's also really nice. Like the packaging is so cute. It's all, everything about it's lovely. And if you guys want to check it out, we'd love for you to, and we can help hook you up, guys. Listen to this. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider at apostrophe.com/relax. When you use our code relax, this code is only available to our listeners. You guys are special. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/relax. And click begin visit, then use our code relax to sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. That's apostrophe.com/relax and use that code relax to get your dermatologist crafted treatment plan for $5. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. So now that our relaxes are out of the way, I'm really excited about this episode. There's so much to discuss. First of all,
like
I'm
what?
Well, I'm going back to high school, which is exciting.
That's, yeah, that is. You are going. You are. What's that? Never Been Kissed? The Drew Barrymore movie.
I love that movie so much. It is so good.
Of course, that's like a movie you've
I've seen.
Seen
it a billion times. Yeah. It's incredible.
That's essentially happening to you.
Yeah. So I'm going back to high school essentially, and I'm very excited about it. We'll talk about that in a minute. Also, there's some TikTok things that I want to do with. I almost called you Flynn with Eric. And also I was reading some of your comments on our episodes here on YouTube and I was laughing at some of them
I want to hear
laughing at you guys making fun of me, making fun of Eric. giving us advice and just sweet things. So I wanted to read some of those and we can react to them because you haven't heard them yet.
No.
But, yeah. Anyway.
That'd be
but
great.
Eric said, I just said all this stuff to Eric when we took a little break and he was like, well, I want to do something first. I have a surprise for you. So I'm like,
I do have a surprise
nervous
for you.
And I'm scared.
I'm so like embarrassed by how it turned out and it's
what?
Very cringy, but like, I'm just going to give it to you.
Okay. Is it a song?
No, it's not a song. Oh,
I thought I heard you singing last night.
I was. Okay. Yeah, that one's not finished. But so Mother's Day is coming up.
Yes, it is.
This the next weekend from when we're recording this now. And I've been in the garage making you a Mother's Day present.
Okay. That's,
it's really stupid.
Okay. You have been in the garage a lot in the last couple of weeks.
But like, I just, the injustice of like you not receiving this when it was due to you inspired me that like, I'm just going to try and make it. And I thought I could, and I could not, and it came out terrible, but I'm going to give it to you anyways, because you deserve it and it's owed to you.
Okay.
So if you want to stand.
I'm so nervous.
I'm going to have to stand back a bit so that you're still in frame and I'll get it out. And just close your eyes.
Okay.
You're on stage.
Okay. Like at my show?
No, you're on stage at an award show. And I'm Jason Derulo.
Oh, no. I'm so excited.
And I say, congratulations, Colleen. Here is your team choice.
What are you talking about? This turned out amazing.
No, it came out really bad.
What? What do you mean? This is incredible.
But I looked up photos of the Teen Choice Awards that year and tried to model it after that.
Oh,
you don't have to.
God.
You don't have to feign for them.
Oh, you even put a little thingy on it. It says Webstar Comedy Colleen Ballinger.
Yeah, there's
on
a
there.
Little brass engraved thing.
Is so nice. I'm gonna cry. Wait, how did you do this? This is all. Is this all
like
hand
many
done?
Many trips? Yeah, many trips to Michael's craft store.
Oh,
not
my
a sponsor.
God.
But it's supposed to kind of.
This is amazing. Why do you say this did not turn out? This is so good.
Because it was really hard to do.
I love it.
But there
That's
you go.
So nice.
You finally got your teen choice surfboard. You like it?
I love it. That's so sweet.
I even put a nail in the wall.
Oh my God. That's so sweet. When would I win that? 7 years ago? Oh my God. That's so awesome. That's so nice. Thank you, Lovey. It looks amazing.
If you kind of squint your eyes, like I kind of buy that that's.
Squint. It looks cooler than the Teen Choice Awards.
I kind of buy that that's an actual.
That looks way cooler than the actual Teen Choice Awards. I love it.
But if you didn't know, like if you didn't win one yourself, like you would be like, oh yeah, that's an actual Teen Choice Awards surfboard, right?
I love it. That's so nice. I love it so much.
I worked
Thank
really
you.
Hard on it. I tried.
It looks so good.
I tried. So hard.
I love
it, took
it
like,
so much.
It took, it doesn't look like it took.
It does. It looks like it took forever.
2 months.
Yeah. He's literally been going to the garage so much the last couple months. It's so amazing.
Now,
I love you.
Now
Thank
seeing
you
it on
so
the wall,
much.
It kind of looks legit, right?
It looks so good. I love it. So for anyone listening who doesn't know, I won a Teen Choice Award in 2015. Jason Derulo was on stage and called my name. I was on tour at the time, so I wasn't there to win it. And I didn't think I was going to win. So I was like, I can just go on tour. I'm not going to win anything. And then I won. And when I got off stage, I found out I won the Teen Choice Award. And so then I was like, yeah, I'm so excited to get my surfboard. And it never came. And so then I kept reaching up. My agents kept reaching up being like, hey, when's she going to get this Teen Choice Award? And we know most people probably throw these away. Most
because,
celebrities.
Yeah, but it's cool.
But I wanted it. You know, I feel like, do we really think like Britney Spears and NSYNC, do they keep their surfboards?
I bet they do.
I would. I think they're so cool.
I don't know that they like present them prominently in their homes, but like they're definitely in their garage.
Well, I was so excited. And then they were like, well, we don't give them to people who, if their category is not televised. And my agents responded with a YouTube video of it being televised and them saying my name.
Yeah, I wonder, Chris, if you could find
have we had him do this before?
Yeah, just do it again. the clip of Jason Derulo saying.
Well, I guess we have. Yeah, we've talked about this on the podcast.
My
anyway,
extremely talented wife's name.
So let me tell everybody that your choice web star comedy is Colleen Ballinger from Miranda Sink.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And they said, no, we're not going to. They just essentially kept giving excuses to my agents. And every time my agents were like, no, you did televise it. No, she was the winner. No, she was this or whatever. Finally, they're just like, we're just not sending her one. We don't give them to web stars. Sorry. And so we found out, you know, they don't give them to most web stars always, who win.
Yeah, it's become like an inside joke for us. And
yes,
I was always. And I was just so, I'm so mad for you that like, just give her the damn surfboard.
That's so nice. I love it.
So I've always joked that I'm just going to make you one.
That's so sweet. That's the best Mother's Day gift in the whole universe. I love you. Thank you. I love it.
Mom on the planet.
You're so sweet.
It's so cringy.
No, it's not cringy.
Don't worry. I got you. I also got you something from Jared.
What's Jared?
Jared Jewelers.
What's that?
It's a joke. I don't know. Isn't that what they always say is commercials for like Jared Jewelers? Like,
oh, I don't know.
Get the mom who deserves.
Oh, I don't know.
A diamond heart.
This
necklace.
Is what I want though. That's so sweet of you. Thank you so much. I love you.
Yeah.
Speaking of cringe though, you're so sweet. But one of the top comments that I wanted to talk about before I forget that we got a lot on last week's episode or the week
before. How cringy this is.
How cringy we are. And everyone's like making fun of us because we were like so elitist about how we call each other like love and lovey and how gross it is to call someone babe.
Oh, really? They were mad about that?
They weren't mad. They were making fun of us. They were like, you guys are so funny because you don't realize how cringy it is that you guys call each other love and lovey.
But that's just as bad as babe.
But
that's what I said. I said when I started that argument, I was like, arguably, literally the first thing I said was, arguably, it's very cringy that we call each other lovey.
Yeah.
Like it's gross is mm-hmm. what I said. But then I went on to say like how much worse it is.
Yeah.
I guess that is.
It's the same. It's the same thing. And there were people who like, I've called my significant other babe, all the things for many years. They're like, come on. So they weren't offended. They're making fun of us for being like, you guys are not better.
I'm not genuinely making fun of them or discounting their relationships.
No, I know you're not, but everyone said we're so cringy.
They call each other babe. And
there was even a comment who was like, I cringe every time you guys call each other love or lovey, but I still watch.
As they should.
But anyway, that is so sweet. I love you so much. Thank you.
What about, I was thinking about this. What about like names that are longer that have a very assumed abbreviation, but people insist on being called the full name? Like we both have brothers named Christopher.
Yes.
But my brother's name is like Chris.
Yeah.
But you cannot call your brother Christopher Chris. It's like a no-no.
I do on set. When I work with Christopher, I call him Chris because everyone, it's kind of similar to my name in the sense that like.
Well, no one's going to call you Call because that's not a common.
No, but I,
if
know,
you're,
I
but
know.
If, but I'm saying like, if you're Michael, you're Mike. You know what I mean? If you're Christopher, you're Chris. If you're, what's another one?
Your name, whatever people want to be named. So like.
Well,
you are because it's
saying,
like, it's, that's
people,
like saying,
I'm saying people that are like, don't call me Chris, call me Christopher. Like that's.
Yeah. Like how I say my name is Colleen, but here's the thing that's you, what
Maybe
you're saying essentially is like, you can spell my name with a C and not a K.
That's not what I'm saying.
That is the same thing.
I have a 2-syllable name, Eric, throw it away. It's gross name. Eric.
I love your name.
But like, you know, just it's 2 syllables. Colleen, 2 syllables. Fine. Christopher, too long. Chris.
No.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe I'm.
No, because here's the thing. So Christopher.
What's
is,
another name?
My parents insisted
shorten.
On calling him Christopher. So we all called him Christopher. And that's his name. His name is Christopher. But because of your mindset and most people's mindsets and his, you know, he doesn't really mind being called Chris, but like his name is just like, I don't mind being called. This is why I made my comparison. I don't mind being called Colleen because that's how most people pronounce the name. Mm. So whenever I'm around anyone who's not family or close friends and they say Colleen, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I don't interrupt them to fix it. And when I introduce myself to strangers, I say, my name's Colleen. Because I don't have to have the discussion of like,
yeah,
it's Colleen. Never,
yeah.
So the point is that like with other people, they call me Colleen. So Christopher, my brother, when he's out like in a work situation, like when we did Haters Back Off, everyone called him Chris. No one called him Christopher. Everyone called him Chris, including myself. But at home and private and with family, it's Christopher. So,
because that's what your parents insisted on calling him.
Yeah, because that's his name.
I get it. Yeah.
And so, yeah, but your brother always went by Chris. By
yeah,
everyone,
think, yeah.
No one called him Christopher.
No, I think my parents, like, funny enough, called him Topher growing up,
which is so cute.
They just took the last half.
Yeah, I guess you're trying to think of other names like Augustus, like our cat. We call him Gus.
Yeah,
we don't call him Augustus.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other versions, like other long names like that. What are other ones?
I don't know. They should be readily available in my brain, but like I can think of none.
Yeah, I can't think of any either. What are long names that everyone just shortens?
Like Richard, like your name's Dick.
No, it's not. Yeah, I don't know. Is Christopher the only name that people shorten to Chris?
I'm sure there is more that we can't
think of right now.
Like, do people say Cassandra or do they say Cassie?
I don't know. It depends on what the person wants to be called. It's their name. You don't get to decide.
Yeah, that's not a good one. I think it's just Christopher. Like your
you
Chris
just don't
guy.
Like it.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
come on.
No, I like it. It's my brother's name, but like it's strange for me.
Does your brother prefer Chris?
Yeah, I think.
Have you ever asked him? Because what if he this whole time has been wanting to be called Christopher and everyone's just been calling him Chris and disrespecting him in that way? You know, your brother's a sweet people pleaser and would never say anything.
Right.
But what if his whole life he's just dreamed of being called Christopher and like everyone just says Chris? I actually don't think he probably cares, but like we should have Chris. He's editing this right now. Christopher.
Yeah, you can just put on the screen.
Chris Christopher. Which put it on the screen. So if you're watching, you'll know what he prefers and what he likes. But what if we're all surprised and he puts Christopher or Topher.
Yeah, what if he wants Topher?
Should we just call him Topher? Anyway.
I don't know. I don't know what it's like to have this big, long name. I don't know. Because my name is just my name. But if my name on my birth certificate was like this, one of those longer names, and I liked a shorter name, or like how people like, it's funny, both of our agents have those abbreviated names.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, for example, our daughter.
Just two letters.
Maisie Joe. We were like, oh, we could call her MJ because Maisie Joanne. That was something we said early on.
Like, I guess we shouldn't say, but like it is like an MJ kind of situation. Yeah. Like at what point in their life do they decide, I want no name. I just want two letters.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like which I'm assuming is the first letter of their first name and then the real name. But yeah. I know in the case of my manager, it's short for a name.
Mm-hmm.
And she just chose two letters from that name. And you're just going to call me those two letters.
Yeah, I don't know. It's their own name. They get to decide this. I don't think you get to say that they can't do this.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm just like at what point does someone make that decision?
I don't know. They just don't like their name. Do you like your name? Because you were like, bleh, Eric.
I do. But no, I do like my name. You know what I mean? I mean, it's Eric's a weird name to be like, but I can't get in the mindset of someone in the 80s. You know what I mean? And how names were.
I understand it
then.
To an extent because like for me, I always loved my name because it was unique and no one else had it. Like even if someone else had the name Colleen, which no one did growing up, I never knew another Colleen except for my relatives. I have an aunt named Colleen. And other than her, I never knew a Colleen my whole life. And so even if someone did have the name Colleen, it wasn't my name because my name is Colleen. And I love my middle name, May. But growing up, I hated my last name. And I wanted to get rid of it. I remember being at my grandma's house and I was like 12. And I was like, when I'm famous, I'm going by Colleen May. I won't have a last name. And I think about that all the time because I'm like, did I hurt her feelings? Because now I'm so proud of my last name. I love being a Ballinger.
Yeah.
But like, so I understand to an extent.
I understand
because
I almost did one with the stage name Eric Flynn because Flynn is my middle name. And because like, I don't
know. Eric Flynn's kind of cool, but I love Stocklin.
Yeah. But then there's like authors, right? Will do that. Like there's a poet, T.S. Lewis. And he was just like, my name's going to be T.S. or C.S. Or T.S. Eliot, and then there's C.S. Lewis. You know what I mean? At what point were they like, it's cooler? Because I can't imagine being like E.F. Just call me E.F.
F.
Yeah, or like E.K. You know what I mean? Like, because if I just chose two random letters for my first name.
I don't know.
Like who, it's so crazy to me that people.
Maybe I just think it sounds cool.
Well, I guess you have to have the right letters.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because C.S. and T.S. I guess sound good.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other people.
Yeah, E.F.
like
is not a thing.
No.
Is this just EF
Stockland?
It looks EFF.
But if I made it a thing, then it would be a thing, you know?
I guess. I don't know, love. I don't know what to say. I don't know how we got on this rant, but I do want to say thanks to our next sponsor,
which is Bugs.
No, it's Framebridge. I have to tell you about this amazing new service we have found called Framebridge. Framebridge makes it super easy and affordable to frame your favorite things, from art prints and posters to the travel photos sitting on your phone. With Father's Day around the corner, Framebridge also makes the perfect gift. In fact, select gifts ship next day. Just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces. Preview your items online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts. Choose your favorite or get free recommendations from their talented designers. The experts at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. Instead of hundreds, you'll pay at framing stores. Their prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, my listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use my code RELAX. Order online at framebridge.com or stop by Framebridge store to work with a designer in person if you're in New York, DC, Atlanta, Philly, Boston, or Chicago. So actually, we've been using Framebridge we got sponsored by them. We didn't reach out to them. They reached out to us, but Eric was like, oh my gosh, look what I just got in the mail. And he had just ordered some things.
Yeah,
to be
my
printed.
My mom had done some like digital paintings on her iPad that are incredible. And I had wanted to print them out. And so I found Framebridge and downloaded their app. And I just uploaded the image that she sent me and they sent it beautifully framed.
Beautifully.
And now the two of them, they now hang on her wall. And framing can be really expensive. Like, and mm-hmm. it's not so much like, you know, it is what it is, but it's not so much with Framebridge.
Yeah.
And it came out great.
So I might find some more wonderful prints to get printed out for you for Father's Day. Surprise. You got me a Teen Choice Award. I'm getting you a Framebridge frame.
Okay.
And get started today.
In advance.
Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code RELAX to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com, promo code RELAX. Framebridge.com, promo code RELAX. So, did you want to read some comments right now?
Yeah, read me some comments because I'm always like, I'm nervous to look at
Okay, them. I will do that. I'm actually, first I'm going to say, just because I noticed you noticing my shirt and I pulled it out this morning because I've saved, do you have t-shirts from all the shows you've been in?
Not all. Like they didn't always make shirts. I feel like I have one from Elm Shakespeare, like just one that they made 1 year. Like a Richard
they
III.
They did it every year for my high school.
In high school, no. And in college, no. No t-shirts were made.
They should have done that.
What a ripoff. Because, I could have all these t-shirts.
Because I've always saved them and I desperately need to go through everything in my closet.
You have a stack of them.
So I have a stack of them. They've always been like in the memorabilia shelves or drawers. And so I was going through my closet because I have so much stuff I need to donate. And I was starting the process of that last night and I pulled these out and I was like, why am I not wearing these? It's kind of cool that I have like my high, they're like vintage
That's
now.
That's a
they're
Midsummer
like,
Night's Dream.
This is Midsummer Night's Dream. And the back has like artwork on it. And like, I'm sure the dates or whatever.
That's so cool. Yeah.
And so I have these for all the shows that I've been in. And I'm like, I should be wearing these. It's kind of cool to like wear your high school, like musical theater shirt.
I'm like, should I just make my own?
You definitely should. So anyway,
like a Pippin shirt.
I thought it was cool. But then on top of that, since I'm going back to high school, I was like, I want to put these on, like represent my high school. So the high school I went to, San Marcos High School in Santa Barbara, they're doing Little Shop of Horrors right now. And that is where that high school is where I kind of like really found my passion for theater. I always loved theater all growing up because my grandpa would take me to see shows. But in high school was where I was like, oh, maybe this is something I could do, like perform. Cause I always did it for fun. I loved it. But I never thought of it seriously. And then I got my first lead role in high school. So I was like, very excited. So anyway, I'm very excited because they're doing Little Shop of Horrors and they asked me to come make a cameo.
What
like
was
a
your
quick
first
cameo.
Lead role?
Mabel in Pirates of Penzance.
Mine was in high school too. It was George Gibbs in Our Town.
And didn't you wear a prosthetic nose or something?
No. What? No.
What show did you wear something on your face?
I did in a Arsenic and Old Lace.
Oh, is that what the
I
picture
played
scene?
Jonathan and he was like a bad guy. I think I just wanted to wear
A fake nose.
A fake nose.
I love
like
that.
A scarred. I don't think it's indicated in the script whatsoever. And I certainly applied it to myself.
I love that.
I just decided.
That's awesome. So yeah, I'm going back to do a little cameo on just one night only, May 7th. And I'm literally going to be on stage, I think, for 0.2 seconds.
Doing... Well, maybe you shouldn't give it away. Little Shop of Horrors, maybe my favorite musical of all
time.
I know,
it's such a good musical.
I saw it... it was one of my first theater experiences. My father was playing drums at the Pax Opera House in New Jersey when I was very little. He was playing drums in their orchestra and they were doing Little Shop. And I think that's like what ingrained the love of performing in live theater in me. And they let me after the show was done, they let me go up on stage and they had the big Audrey II plant and they let me like go through its mouth. And it was...
Yeah. It's such a good show.
It's a very core memory for me.
And how cool that you guys.
I love that show. I love the movie with Rick Moranis. It's so good.
It's such a good movie. That's one of the only good movie
musicals.
The
woman who plays Audrey.
She's so incredible.
Originated it in like the off-Broadway production all the way. And they even cast her in the movie.
She still does it sometimes, I think.
And she's just incredible. Steve Martin.
How cool for you
Bill
to
Murray's
like.
In it. Anyways, yeah.
To grow up seeing your dad play drums? Like,
yeah, I remember that show and Jesus Christ Superstar.
Those are
and still my two favorite musicals of all time to this day.
That's so cool.
But yeah, that's so cool. So you're not actually going back to high school for some sort of.
I'll definitely go the day.
You graduated high school, right?
I did.
Okay.
But I hope so. But I am going to go early and hopefully meet the cast. I don't know, maybe hopefully, because I love theater kids so much. I'm going to be like that nerdy like mom who's like, hey, cool kids. What's up, high schoolers? Like,
no,
you know,
you'll totally fit in with high school theater kids. Like that's, you're still not.
I should bring them all theater kid shirts.
Yeah.
I don't think I have enough. I'll figure that out. Anyway, I wanted to
just give them to the ensemble.
Just the ensemble, not the leads?
Not the leads. They already got the lead.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm going to read some comments because we've got some funny comments from you guys that I was excited to read. So here we go. On the Hunt for Cats podcast episode, I'm going to read some. The top comment that episode was, is there a holiday that Eric likes? Please let us know. It's for science.
Yeah, Halloween.
Is that the only one you like? Wow. Long silence there.
No. St. Patrick's Day.
You don't like St. Patrick's
Day. I did when I was experience it in a different way. Christmas is okay for like the day that it is.
Okay.
Thanksgiving I enjoy like on the day that it is because it's just kind of like eating and drinking, cooking, family.
Sure. Okay, so
the holidays are fine.
I guess he likes Halloween. But I just thought that was a very funny comment. They said it's for science. I thought that was funny. A lot of the comments on this episode, the top comments, are talking about how your relax last week, which was picking noses, was really gross. Everyone was like, this is so gross, but they were all laughing. They were so funny.
I wasn't the one who did it. I'm just a witness.
Yeah. We laughed at that. Lisa Holly said, I was gagging so hard when Eric was talking about nose things.
Well, Hold on, listen.
I'm still reading the comment. It's funny. I've got to read the whole thing. I was gagging so hard when Eric was talking about nose things. I skipped forward and he was still talking about it.
And I could have gone on longer. I just couldn't believe that she rolled it into a ball.
Oh, stop. Don't bring it up again.
And then was rolling the ball over back and forth over his lip.
Please stop. Okay. Anyway, so there was a lot of really funny ones on there. Here's an informational one. Okay. Eric and Colleen, I just learned the history of why we equate Easter with bunny and eggs, because we were talking about this. I sound like Colleen, but I saw it on TikTok. See, TikTok is very educational. It's mind-blowing. Sure. Easter was a pagan holiday first that symbolizes the onset of spring and fertility. Eggs equal fertility, or bunnies, it goes much more in depth than I have presented in this comment, but go look it up.
Bunnies equal what?
You know, boinkin.
Boinkin?
Boinkity doinkidin.
Bunnies? Why? Oh, because, oh, I feel like I've heard that saying, like, hump like rabbits or something.
Yeah.
Are rabbits just constantly having rabbit intercourse?
Yes, constantly. Okay, so on our episode, Eric wants a Miranda tattoo. There was a lot of funny comments, a lot about how we call each other lovey. The top comment on that episode is a quote, our love is too big and meaningful. We wouldn't call each other babe because it doesn't cover all of that. And then 1 minute later, a quote, I'd call you Coveline if you ever got COVID. I thought that was very funny. And this one, I needed to defend myself, this comment here. Peyton said, the way Eric so abruptly said, there was a period in time where you used to call me daddy a lot, really caught me off guard. I love when Eric makes sexual jokes and Colleen is immediately horrified. I have never called him daddy. Ever.
You do all the time.
Stop it. He's joking and his dry sarcasm does not fit.
You say, dad, dad.
Oh, gross. But what we do, and we kind of explain this in the episode, is we say like, oh, show daddy what you did or show mama what you did. But never.
Daddy, come over here. Look at what Flynn's
but
doing.
But Eric does sometimes make sexual references, which obviously makes me extremely uncomfortable.
I don't.
And you do sometimes. And it makes I get uncomfortable. And people have commented about that in the past, how it makes me very uncomfortable and how it's funny to them. But in this situation, it got a lot of likes. And I was like, I don't want people thinking I'm like calling you daddy and like that in that way, because I don't. And I never have. Not that it's anyone's business. And here I am getting uncomfortable again. But I was like, oh my gosh, happening. Anyway, so there are a lot of comments like this. Another thing I thought we should clarify here, Christina said, I love that Colleen tries to hide the fact that Eric is a smoker. Mm. And Eric just says things like, I love nicotine. Ha ha ha. I feel you, Eric. So Eric is no longer a smoker.
Yeah, I had, and I also think it was like in that grilled cheese and applesauce. I was like,
cigarettes, red wine cigarettes.
Yeah, I did smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't anymore. But I did when we met.
And I was so proud of you for quitting. That was so hard.
Yeah. It's what a horrible, awful, hard thing it is to let go of. That like in the moment, you're like, this is great. And I look so cool, but like you actually don't. And I would never recommend it. But yeah,
so no, funny.
But that's the humor there is that like I did used to. Yeah.
Yeah. And
sadly.
And you do like nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hopefully my insurance company's not listening to
that. here's another. This one made me laugh, this comment, but it's also extremely helpful and informative.
Okay.
Amy said, hemorrhoids tip. This is one of the best pieces of advice my midwife gave me, and I've used it anytime they get bad. I have four kids. Buy a sleeve of 4x4 gauze and a bottle of witch hazel, the pharmacy section. Take one square of gauze, fold it in half, and soak it in a bowl of witch hazel. Make as many as you want and freeze them in a baggie. When you go to bed or have to sit a lot, tuck one in between your butt cheeks. They're heavenly for a sore butt, and the witch hazel shrinks them fast. This made me laugh, just someone writing out, like, put it in between your butt cheeks. Like, I just love you so much, Amy. But also, I'm doing this. I'm so grateful, and it's
love,
so
here's the thing.
Funny.
I don't even have hemorrhoids, and I'm doing this.
Right? It'll help it your booty.
Just frozen witch hazel gauze between the cheeks?
I know.
It sounds incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Thanks, Amy, for the advice, and I will try.
I thought you said thanks, baby.
Thanks, baby.
Thanks, baby. Okay, I'm going to read one more and then say thanks to our next sponsor. Okay, so Queen Bee commented on our most recent episode.
Queen Bee?
Yeah, that's her name on YouTube.
She's a bug.
So we were talking about how, what if someone had a baby, just one baby after having twins? Would they think it was easier?
Right.
She said...
Did she?
This person said, my niece had twin girls first pregnancy. Oh. 3 years later, had a baby boy. She said the second go around was a piece of cake.
Mm-hmm.
They graduate next month and both leaving for different colleges in the fall. My niece is having a hard time because the two are leaving the nest at the same time. I've thought about that. How our house is just going to be so empty all of a sudden when the twins leave. But that's just her experience. I'm sure there are plenty of people who've had experiences with twins and then a singleton after, and it was super hard. You know, I can't imagine because that's not my experience, but it just seems like now that we have twins, I'm like, once we say it all the time, we're like, what if it was just one? This would all be so different.
Yeah. I think it would.
Yeah. Anyway, there's so many sweet comments. I can read more, but first I want to say thanks to our next sponsor, which is today, Tix. We've gotten to see
Not Tix the bug. Tickets.
We've gotten to see so many more shows than normal because of how quick and easy Today Tix makes getting tickets. They have amazing prices for some of the best theater in the world. It's incredible. We've been sponsored by them before. They're so lovely and we love
using
them.
Have you used them before?
Yes, you have. Seeing literally the best show of all time, according to most people. Am I correct?
People say that about Hamilton?
I feel like
theater people would say like...
I'm sure you're going to say Wicked.
Wicked, right? I don't know why. It just seems like it's been there for so long.
Let me correct you. I don't think theater people would say Wicked.
They wouldn't?
I think the general population
Lion King?
Would say Wicked. No one says
Lion King.
You ever
seen Lion King?
I haven't seen it, but no one says that's the best musical of all time. I don't think.
Is that like, but it's just like the pageantry kind of one? It's like...
What, Wicked?
No, Lion King, which is just like really
it's
elaborate.
It's just a spectacle.
Spectacle musical. Okay.
What is Today Tix? Today Tix is your one-stop shop for theater tickets with the best value on tickets to Broadway and beyond. Just download the app or visit todaytix.com to find a show you want to see. They are easy to use. Getting tickets is easier than ever. With Today Tix app, you can check out in 30 seconds and get your tickets with ease. We got such a good deal. Eric, when he saw Hamilton, it was same day, cheap, wonderful,
that's so easy
to use. It was amazing.
We should use it
to go see. We're going to New York to do a show. We should use it to get tickets. We will. We're going to use it to get tickets to see a show. I want to see Company.
Company, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll use today tickets.
They are so flexible. You can book your tickets months in advance or even day of if you're feeling spontaneous. And they have exclusive offers. Today Tix gives you access to exclusive pre-sales, limited time offers, digital lottery programming to sold out shows, and day of discounted tickets. No matter where you live, Today Tix isn't just for Broadway and London's West End. You can also find tickets in cities across the country and around the world, including Chicago, LA, DC, San Francisco, Sydney, and more. See that show you've always wanted to see or discover something new that you'll love just as much for even less. Go to todaytix.com/relax and use promo code RELAX to get $10 off your first Today Tix purchase. That's promo code RELAX at todaytix.com/relax for an additional $10 off your first ticket purchase. todaytix.com/relax. Hey everyone, Colleen here. So unfortunately, this last segment of the podcast, our microphones totally pooped out and stopped working. So we don't have our fancy, beautiful, crystal clear microphone audio for this final segment, but we do have the audio from our camera. So instead of just deleting it all, we thought we'd still share it with you, but the audio is going to be a little less of a beautiful quality because it's just the audio from our camera. So I hope you guys enjoy it, even though it doesn't sound as pretty as the rest of the podcast. Sorry for the inconvenience. Okay, bye. So anyway, we have so many sweet, lovely comments. Thank you for all the comments. I love reading them when I feel brave. And I was pleasantly surprised today to read so many wonderful, sweet comments.
That's nice.
So I loved it.
That's nice. Comments are scary.
Did you talk about baby voice?
Knees.
So I had a fun idea. So there's this thing on TikTok. I know you don't know TikTok very well. And I know you make fun of
me
for that.
Don't make me dance.
I'm not going to make you dance, although I love when you dance. There's some TikTok things where they like put a filter kind of on your head. It's like, what kind of bread are you? Mm-hmm. And then you find out what type of bread you are. And for some reason, these are fascinating to a lot of people, but I really like them. I'm like, what's going to say? And is it going to be accurate? As if it has any idea who I... Obviously, it's random. But for some reason, my brain believes that it's not.
Can I interrupt you with a fact about me that I don't think you know?
What?
That in my freshman year of high school, I was runner-up for the superlative best dancer.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you find out you were runner-up?
Well, I don't know. I just got a lot of votes. I just know that from the, the yearbook committee. I don't know.
Oh, it shows the votes on your yearbook?
No, they just told... They just... Oh, whoever did it, like, told me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations.
I think just because of, like, I guess I got pretty freaky at the freshman dance.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got sweet moves?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't because I, like, was a dancer or did, like, a dance recital. I just, like, I guess I just had, at this one particular dance, had moves. It was close. Didn't get it.
One of my favorite memories with you is...
I don't think you could remember, like, would think of that of me.
I think you're a good dancer.
No.
Yeah, I do. One of my favorite memories with you is we went to, like, a 90s-themed... Club night, club night, guys. It was like bar.
I feel like that's the one time we've ever done that.
And we danced for hours. It was so fun.
The only time we've ever done that.
We need to do that again. It was so fun.
Just go out dancing? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we have dance parties every night here at the house.
That's true.
Anyway, so there's this TikTok filters that tell you what blank you are, you know?
Like Disney character kind of thing?
Yeah, so I did one where it's like, who are your Disney parents, you know?
Okay, you're going to do them
with
me now?
So yeah, I want to do it with you, and I want to see if you get as excited as I do about, like, the results.
Okay.
And if you agree with them. I just feel like it would cause you to rant about things if I put these filters on your head. Because they make me have lots of thoughts.
Yeah, you love these. Okay.
So anyway.
I've never done a single one.
Okay, so we're going to try right now. We're going to do... your Disney parents.
Can you screen record this?
Perhaps I can. Here we go. Hold on, is it screen recording? Okay. So here we go. It is gonna tell you your Disney parents. Oh, girls, two girls.
Is that Moana and Brave?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that is accurate? I don't feel that's accurate. I don't know much about...
Not remotely, no.
The characters. So this one wasn't as fun as I thought. Mine was really accurate when I did it.
Try it again. Okay, would it be the same again?
Well, it started on me, so let's try again. Okay, here we go. We're going to try it again. Your Disney parents are the Ariel, Little Mermaid... You just have two
Prince
moms.
Eric.
Prince Eric! It kind of works. Mine was Cinderella and the Beast from... what's his face? From the Lion King, the Hakuna Matata guy, the big guy. What's his name? The big...
Pumbaa?
Warthog?
Pumbaa?
Pumbaa?
Pumbaa and Cinderella was who I got. And I was like, that makes sense. Because he like farts a lot and is really gross.
Yeah, that does make sense.
So that one makes sense for me. So anyway, that's kind of the concept here. Is that I'm going to put filters on your face. You have two moms every time, which I love for you. So there's lots of different fun filters. And I'm going to find a good one and put it on your head. And we're going to see if it's accurate. So,
okay.
All right. We've got which pair of shoes are you? All right. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Let's see what pair of shoes Eric is. Eric loves shoes. So this is a fun one. Chucks? Do you agree? I feel like you're Chucky.
Yeah, I have some Chucks.
Chucks are good for you.
I feel like I've gotten dressed in Chucks in every job I've had as an actor.
Really? Did you wear Chucks to Haters Back Off?
No, they were like really chunky, like white New Balance knockoffs.
You did? You wore big white New Balance knockoffs to your audition?
To the audition?
Yeah.
I probably did wear Chucks. I thought you meant in the show.
Oh. Here, I'll do which pair of shoes am I, and you can see if you think it fits me.
It's going to be pink Crocs, I know
it. If it's Crocs, I'm going to scream. Oh.
Asics.
No.
Weird.
What?
Weird.
That is so rude and not true. All right, which Euphoria character are you, Stockland? Let's see. I don't remember her name. Mm-mm. I'm not a good Euphoria stan.
She's great, though.
She's awesome. I love her. What's her name? The girl who does, like, the internet... she does, like, the internet sex things.
I do internet sex things.
So. What? Love it. Let's see who I am. Oh, my gosh. I want to be Jules so bad. Jules is my fave. Oh, Fez, I love him. I love him so much. His TikToks are really funny.
So this is what you do all day.
Okay, this is not what I do all day, but this I just thought you would get angry about the things it picked.
Which fruit are you?
Let's see which fruit you are. Okay. You are a tomato.
I have a very, like, kind of iffy relationship with tomatoes.
I feel like a tomato is pretty good for you. Because, what? Like, tomatoes are, like, are very beautiful and pleasing to the eye. Tomatoes are very pretty. I think tomatoes are very pretty fruit.
You're calling me an heirloom?
But also, tomatoes are like, is that a fruit? Is that a vegetable? What is it? It's kind of a mystery.
Oh, okay. And you're kind of mysterious. I am kind of mysterious.
Yeah. And sometimes tomatoes inside are, like, just delicious and soft and perfect. And sometimes they got a hard center. And you got to cut around that center to get to the goods.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing here. You know what I'm saying? You're speaking metaphorically.
Yeah. See? See, I think a tomato fits you pretty good.
Thanks.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, BLTs are pretty great.
Let's do me, and you can tell me if the fruit matches
I've grown tomatoes before.
Grapefruit.
Ew. Yeah, you're like kind of like a grapefruit because, you know, it's kind of tart. You know what I mean? It is a fruit, but it's also kind of tart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't really want to eat it, like, by itself.
Okay.
You kind of want to, like, mix it in a drink.
So what does that say about... what metaphor like you. Does that... Oh, my God, I'm so confused. All right, one final one. What dog are you? I'm excited
this
about this
is so
one.
Funny,
this one's
guys.
Important. A shih tzu.
That's right.
You know what? I think that's really accurate.
Why?
Because...
A shih tzu.
Because...
They're not.
Shih tzus...
Are they nice? I don't think they're nice.
They're pretty,
dogs.
And they are nice, but they're like... They can be a little bitch. Like, but I mean that in a sweet way. Like, that, like they can have,
so
like...
You think I'm nice and pretty, but can be a little...
No, not like that. No. Like, I think, like, it's like they go like... You know, like, they can, like... They got bark. They don't got no bite. You know, like, sometimes you can get, like ah, this might make me so angry. But you're just a sweetie.
But I just want to cuddle.
Yeah, you're just a sweetie. You want to cuddle on my lap.
Okay, I see you.
So that's what I mean by it.
Yeah, I'm a shih tzu for sure.
And I am, let's see. I should be, like, a Great Dane or something. Australian Shepherd!
So energetic.
That's actually true. So energetic.
Fun. Very athletic. You love to run.
I'm so athletic.
You love to run and jump.
That's really true.
You're really good at Frisbee.
Mm-hmm. That one's really true. Okay, so since...
you're kind of shaggy.
Since this did fail, I know one that will be fun for you, okay? So I did one recently where it was like Mandela effects, which I'm sure we've talked about on here before.
Uh-huh.
Have we talked about this before?
Yeah.
Mandela effect. Where there's like so many things where it's like, oh my gosh, how I don't remember it like this. So this is an actual thing where you have to like turn your head to be the one that you think is correct. So it's going to show Eric two images on the screen of things that people have believed to have been affected by the Mandela effect. So, like, everyone in society remembers the Berenstain Bears. But it's actually Berenstain. And everyone's like, no, it's Berenstain. Yeah. But it actually is Berenstain. I wonder if I know
these because we've, like, talked about
them. We've talked about a lot of them. So you might know some, you might not. But we're going to have you do it right now and see how many you know, okay?
Okay.
So kind of, I'll kind of talk it out, I guess, while they pop up for you, okay? Okay. So here we go, Mandela Effect. I think it doesn't start unless I push the button, so.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, your head is turned, so you have to have your head straight in order for it to.
It's just
going. It just was going.
I don't know how to.
Okay.
Is my head? I thought my
there
head
you go.
Was straight.
Your head is straight now. There you go. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So which one is the correct Captain Crunch? Tilt your head. There you go. Oh, you got it right. It was Captain, not Captain. Smokey Bear or Smokey the Bear? It is Smokey Bear. You're correct. The Flintstones or the Flintstones? Wrong.
It's the Flintstones.
Yes. Mona Lisa smile. Is she smiling or not smiling?
Oh, really?
She is smiling. He guessed wrong. This is a person from Star Wars, and he has a silver leg, and you guessed wrong. Jiffy or Jif? You're going too fast. You got to talk it out. This is a podcast. People are listening. Looney Tunes or Looney Tunes? Tunes is spelled O-O-N or U-N-E-S. Which one do you think? No. You were right. It's U and S.
Yeah, and this is, of course...
The Berenstain and Berenstain, so...
I can't read it.
It's this side. So... Talk out your answers, child.
Berenstain Bears. Okay. Curious George. What?
Sex and the City or Sex in the City, the TV show?
I don't know. I was wrong.
It was Sex and the City.
It's not Sex in the City?
Febreze with two E's? Oh, okay.
I ran out of time.
You ran out of time, and it kind of failed because you just were going for it. But if you're watching visually, you can see it on YouTube.
Oh, you wanted me to, like, talk about it
more? Well, because
more
in case you weren't listening.
I got... No, I was just, like...
You're just too competitive.
Just so competitive with TikToks. So into TikTok.
Sorry,
that was so
I thought this
fun
was a good
for
idea.
Me. When we're done, we're done now, right? Can we do more of these after? Like, just
stop
hitting
on TikTok. It's so wonderful.
I know, but I see you sitting in the corner of the couch, like end of a hard day, and you're just like going.
Okay, no,
turn your head around.
I'm not. Like, I barely ever do.
Or
this
like laugh. You've done so many times, like laughing about like which Disney princess.
I've never laughed at those. No, but I do sit and I love watching TikToks, just like you love to sit and watch TV shows.
I know, but that to me is like playing a slot machine. Like, it's like, there's no, what is it? It's not like telling you. I don't think
it would be fun. I'm sorry.
It was so, I'm saying how fun it was. Aww. It was very fun. I love TikTok.
All I'm saying is,
find me on TikTok. It's TikTok, Eric _.
You do have a TikTok, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
East Auckland, I think, probably. Something like that.
Yeah, I got a TikTok. I did one 3 years ago.
Yeah. Anyway, I like TikTok, and I don't like when people hate on TikTok. I don't hate on you for watching all your TV shows you like to watch. It's the same thing for me. It's my favorite entertainment right now. It's watching TikToks. They make me laugh.
I'm glad you
they're
have
educating.
That.
Educational.
To check your facts.
They're fun.
If you're learning your news from TikTok.
Silly. I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we love you guys. Thanks for listening. Thank you for my Teen Choice Award. That was so sweet.
You like it?
It's so amazing.
Look at it up there.
I'm crazy.
It's real. That's a real one.
Best husband in the world alert. Get out of town.
Best mother. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
And thanks for listening, everybody. We got to go because we got lots of kids. So we got to go be with them and let our nanny go home. Bye.
Bye.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.